Now, if anybody wants to try that gold, frankincense, and myrrh, just come shake my hand after service because it's all over. I don't have the gold, but I got frankincense and myrrh. Just a little bit of melted chocolate. It's all right. Have you ever been given a gift that made you a little bit nervous? Like you weren't expecting that person to give you the gift and you're like, oh no. You know, some of you, I can see it in your eyes. You ran back and grabbed something that someone else had given you and quickly wrapped it. So you had, because you weren't prepared for them to give you a gift and you needed something and you went and grabbed something else, you wrapped it. You ever thought, man, what kind of strings are attached to this gift? Like, you gave me this gift, and what does that mean? What does that mean about our relationship? What does that mean for that I have to do now? What strings were attached to that? Anybody ever rejected a gift? You ever had a gift, and you're like, yeah, not taking that. I don't like that, or whatever. That'd be awkward, right? These three wise men in Matthew's gospel, Matthew's only gospel that tells their story. And these wise men, they show up from the east. All we know is they were like ambassadors, they were emissaries. And it was actually common when a new king would come for wise men to show up and pay tribute. And they showed up, and we don't know that there were three of them. We know that there were three gifts. And they bring these three gifts. And I wonder what went through Mary's mind. Like, what does this gift mean? What strings are attached with the gift? The three things that the gifts symbolize were powerful things. And yet Mary, she wasn't a powerful person. She was just some teenager. And all of a sudden, God shows up in her life, interrupts things, and it's just discombobulating. And they had this baby, not in some special place, but in a manger, it's commonplace. That's actually how the commoners had babies. And it was kind of a common thing. And these guys show up, and it says they did two things. One, they fell down in worship. They knew that this wasn't any baby, that this was God coming into the world. And then they gave those three gifts, gold representing he's king. This is a king coming into the world. This is a Lord with power and authority to actually change the world and to change lives. They gave frankincense. That was what they would use for worship. They would burn it as incense in their temples. And it was used to symbolize worship. This wasn't just the human. It was God coming into the world. And then they gave myrrh that said, hey, one day this child's actually going to die for our sins. That he would give us the opportunity to have eternal life. That those gifts tell the story of who Jesus is. But here's what's amazing about this. Those wise men, they were people that were outsiders. They were the far-off people. They weren't part of who we would have thought would show up in this story. They were the far-away outsiders. The word that we use for them, magi, we talked about this in a sermon a couple weeks ago. Magi, that word, is the word we get for magic. And it was kind of seen in the same way that Christians see that. It was like, hey, they're astrologers that do magic. That's not how we hear the voice of God. That's kind of seen as that's not a credible source of wisdom. These magicians show up, but Mary takes the gifts and she shows them the baby. And these magi from far away get to meet Jesus, the God who has authority to speak into your life, to bring change in your life, to bring change in this world, has come close. I'm gonna leave you with this thought. This is from Ephesians chapter 2, and it says this. This is Paul, and he's kind of explaining that moment. And he says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. That's the Christmas story. That you who were once far off, you have been brought near. Would you pray with me? God, we just give you thanks for this story that we remember tonight. The most amazing thing we could imagine, that you would actually enter our world. You would enter it in a way that brought authority to bring change. You would enter it as the God, not just the human, but the God who comes to be close to us. And that you would give us grace. That you would be willing to die for our sins. That you would be willing to invite us into a relationship with you. God, this Christmas Eve, may we be brought close. Would you come close to us? We pray this in your holy name. Amen.